All right, my friends, this is the Gemara. This is the shiur that I have been dreading for a long time since we decided to learn Masechet Sukkah. But you know what? With a little bit of tefillah, a little bit of time spent on trying to understand it, I think I understand the mathematics, the geometry presented in the Gemara, and I'm going to give it my best shot. So this is going to be a little bit of a not your typical kind of not typical kind of class we generally do with each other. So as I said, we're not doing anything fancy today. Definitely no Tosos on this one. We're not doing any fancy Rishonim or Achronim or Lamdas. Our goal this evening, and again, thank you for making time. I know it's Wednesday, not Thursday, so thanks for finding the time to join on live. Our goal is just to understand Pashut Pshat, basic Gemara, and I appreciate you all doing me a favor and being flexible in that regard. I'm also going to ask, I think I did this a while ago when we were learning, last time I made this request was when we were learning Makos ago, so two Masechtos ago. There was one Amud or two in Makos that just had like a really convoluted ping pong match back and forth, and you need to maintain your train of thought throughout. So what I'm going to ask for a favor is that I am going to go through the whole Gemara in one shot. That way, I don't lose my train of thought in the middle. People like Erwin, who are mathematicians professionally, you'll forgive my lack of intelligence on this. If there's anything I say, of course, that egregiously just didn't make any sense, then do jump in and let me know. But otherwise, I appreciate you bearing with me. So
What
before I
page?
do jump in. Any just questions beforehand?
What page are we on?
Oh, Zayin Amavayz, only not only in the bottom. We're up to the words Amar Rav Yochanan, kind of like where you see that circle, or I'm not sure in the art scroll if they show you the circle there, but it's like about a little less than a quarter left, or maybe about a quarter left. Do you see Amar Rav Yochanan?
In English, what page number?
7B, Zayin Amavayz.
7B.
All right, we're at the bottom of 7B. Anything else before we jump in? All right, ladies and gentlemen, God have mercy upon our souls, or at least mine. So we left off talking about a sukkah that is in the shape of a circle. This is our big issue because if you hold that a sukkah could be circular in principle, we need to determine what are the dimensions of it. Now, usually we're used to sukkah being 7 by 7 tefachim. We're going to operate on the premise in this Gemara, even though that's not how we paskin, that it requires 4 by 4 amos, which is the larger shita. We had two schools of thought on that. That was a Rebbe shita, I believe. As we'll see. So the question is going to be if a sukkah, let's just go with the shita of Rebbe, has to be 4 by 4 amos. What are the dimensions for a circle? Now, a circle, of course, doesn't have sides by definition. It has a circumference. So we have to figure out how do we get from 4 by 4 amos to a certain number on a circumference. So that is basically what we're going to be trying to figure out. The Gemara will immediately introduce a more rudimentary form of pi. Pi is 3.14, and then a lot of other numbers following that. The Gemara is going to apply, I know I'm spoiling a little bit, Erwin's favorite principle, lo duck, which has nothing to do with anything avian in nature, but has to do with, not being particular about the precise numbers. So we're going to work on the assumption that the ratio between the circumference and diameter of a circle is a 3-to-1 ratio. But rather than have me tell it to you, why don't I have the Gemara say it? So here we go. Rav Yochanan, sukkah ha'asuya kikivshan. If a sukkah is made in the shape of an oven, a circle for these purposes. How big does it have to be in order to be a kosher sukkah? It has to be big enough to accommodate 24 men. Now that's much bigger than the area of a 7 by 7 tefach sukkah, right? Because a 7 by 7 tefach sukkah is only able to accommodate one person and a table, a little table pushed in there. So, come on, Karebi, Dumber Kosuk Sheba, Arbamos, Arbamos, Psula. It would seem that we're going in accordance with Rebbe, whose shear is 4x4 amos. But even though Rebbe is the bigger shita in terms of the minimum size of a sukkah, we're about to see that a 4x4 amos sukkah still shouldn't be equal to a circular sukkah that accommodates as big as 24 men inside. So here we see michti gavra ba'amasa yasiv. We at this point in the Gemara we assume that a man takes up an amma worth of space, and we know tefach, and we know that the ratio between the circumference to the diameter of a circle is 3 to 1. So it would seem, right, betreis our sagi, since the diameter of the sukkah just needs to be 4 amos, right? 4 amos is the diameter that you need. So 4 times 3 is 12. So how do I get 24, which is twice the size that he has sukkah that's a circumference that accommodates 24 men, which is 24 amos? I should only use sukkah that accommodates 12 men, only 12 amos, because it just needs to have a diameter that is 4 amos, right? So there we go. So, hani mili bi'igula. This is true if the standard size we're measuring was a circle, aval brevua by tfei. But when it comes to a square requires more, has more area in it. What do we mean by that? Well, let's try to understand this. Michti, kama mrvua yoser al ha'igol. How much more area does a square take up than a circle of comparable size? So revia, it only has a quarter more. So if you look, if you're looking in the, maybe art school has it in the pictures, but in your Gemara as well, it's put into the text. They have a circle inscribed in a square. So the idea is that the circle here has an area, sorry, a circumference of 12, and the corners, you see, like the circle inscribed in the square, so there's those little corners there. So those little corners are a quarter of the size of the circle. So that means 12 plus 4 gets us to 16. So again, still a perimeter of 16 is still a lot less than 24. So b'shitzar sagi, 16 should be sufficient. I shouldn't need, where do I get 24 for the minimum size of a circular sukkah? So hani mili bi'igula d'nafik mi go rivua. This is in a case like the first picture in the Gemara. If we assume the way we assess the kashrus of a sukkah, a circular sukkah, is by imagining it being inscribed within a square. Aval rivua d'nafik mi go igula. But actually, the way we're supposed to understand it is that we're supposed to pretend that the circle is going around the square. Because again, just look at the picture over there. It speaks a thousand words. You'll see the space on the top, right, left, and bottom that remains in a circle that would have to circumscribe, would have to envelop the square. So what does that get us to? Still, michti, kol armasa brivua. Every amma for a square, meaning its width and height, amasa utre chumshi balach sona. That is, that's an amma and 2/5 diagonally. So what does that mean? It means that again, remember our length and our length, let's just go with the length, needs to be 4 amos. So what would the, what do you call, I guess, also a diameter for a square? Do you call it diameter? The diagonal, if you go from one corner to the opposite corner of a square, that would get us to 5.6. And that would mean, again, now applying pi over here, you have a diameter of 5.6 times 3 to get the circumference, b'shivstar 17 minus a fifth, which means 16 and 4/5, or 16.8. So again, that just means that even if we inscribe the square and we say the circle needs to envelop the minimum size of a square sukkah, that still only gets us to a circumference of 16 and 4 fifths. That's still a little ways off from 24. So still, where do we get this idea that the circumference needs to accommodate 24 men, which at this point we assume is 24 amos? So, Erwin, do you want to read the next two words for me? I should give you the honor. You've been excited about this Gemara.
I don't have a Gemara in front of me.
Oh, you know what the words are, though. You know the next two words.
Low duck.
Thank you. Low duck. This is what you've been looking forward to. So, Ryan, imagine you could get away with that in accounting. Low duck. Yeah, okay. What's a decimal?
It depends on the tolerance that you allow.
Right, exactly. How
precise? The nearest 100,000, nearest million, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, what's a few thousand, a few million between friends? So, Amor Darmilo Duck Porta. Tuva Miarilo Duck. Like Erwin, like you just said, it's one thing to say that you could be off by a few decimal places, but there's a very clear difference. You don't have to be a mathematician to see that there's a big difference between 16.8 and 24. You know, it's not like in gematrias where you say, oh, you know, it's one off or it's a mile away over there. The gematria still works out. It's not nowhere within the ballpark. So, Amrle Marka Shisha Barida Rechista Ravashi. We have to reassess our basic data that we're analyzing. We may have problematic data. Mi savrit gavra ba masa yasif. You see, we've been assuming that each man takes up an amma to himself. In truth, tlosa gavri betartia masa yasfi. Actually, it's three men. Every three men take up two amos. So now that's less space. Kama havluhu shitzar. But so that gets us to 16. But anan shivsar nechi chumsha be'inan. But we still need to get to 17 and was it 17 and 16.8. So now we have the opposite issue. Well, not the opposite issue. We're still underestimating things over here. Even if you lower the amount that we assume 24 men take up in a sukkah down to 16. We're still undershooting it because we need to, right? Remember, the side of a square, one side is 4 amos because that's the size for a sukkah, which gets us to a diameter of 5.6, which gets us to a circumference of 16.8. So we got an issue here. We're only at 16. We're not at 16.8. Now the Gemara says, low duck. Ah, 16, 16.8. That I could say, you know, is already within the ballpark of being close to each other. Yeah, so we said 16. But you know what the issue is? Amor darmina lo duck luchumra. Luchumi armina lo duck. It's one thing to overestimate. It's another thing to underestimate. You know what the issue is? Someone, you're going to have people that are letter of the law people. They want to do the bare minimum. So what's going to happen? You're going to tell them you only have to build a sukkah with a circumference of 16 amos. What are they going to do? They're going to make a sukkah of precisely 16 amos. But, however, it would be a pasul sukkah because the sukkah needs to be 16.8 amos. So it's one thing to err on the side of caution, as we'll soon see, but you can't undershoot it when it comes to low duck because then the people who are medactic to do the bare minimum will not actually be fulfilling the bare minimum. So therefore, we chuck this idea out. We reject the idea. We go back to our original premise. Amrle Ravasi, the Ravashi, la'olam gavra ba masa yasif. Back to the original premise. Each man takes up an amma of space. Rav Yochanan, makom gavri lo kachashiv. So basically, there's two ways to understand. When we say there needs to be, we have to imagine there are 24 men around the sukkah. Until this point, we're imagining that the sukkah needs to also accommodate 24 men within it. The way you're supposed to imagine it is that it just has to have 24 men on the outside surrounding it, which would apparently shrink the circumference of that circle if you imagine it as such. You know, it's a little less, you know, pusha to read it that way. So Kamala Havlahu, but what's that get us to? Tanei Srei, that gets us to 18. Ah, b'shivtzah nechi chumshah sagya, But we know that you only need 16.8. So Heinu lo duck, lechumra lo duck. Ah, this is beautiful. So now it makes sense when we say that you only need a sukkah that is 16.8. When you say a sukkah needs 18 amos in circumference, in truth, a sukkah, the bare minimum is 16.8. But when we say 18, it's a good way to set a geder, to set just, you know, it's kind of like, think about it. You only have to do Tosefes Shabbos, a second before Shkia. If you say before Shkia, sing before it, I accept Shabbos, then that's Tosefes Shabbos. But we've taken it 18 minutes. We see this in halacha all the time, that we put up Gedarim, Migdar Milsa. We do all sorts of things to just as a policy, because we know people are going to play to the last minute. So here it's appropriate to say lo duck when the policy being sent out in the Shul Bulletin is a little more machmir than the letter of the law. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Now, one last thing that the Gemara throws in is just an alternative. This is really the conclusion right here. This is what we get. A circumference needs to be 16.8 amos. Though again, we looked in the Shulchan Aruch last week. In truth, since a sukkah is only 7 by 7 tefach and not 4 by 4 amos, the circumference of the circle also would not need to be as large. You would basically apply the same mathematics. You would assume it's a square within a circle. You would, I'm not so good at math, but 7 by 7. Figure out what the diameter is, multiply it by 3 or 3.14, and then you get the circumference of a kosher sukkah by what we paskin. Okay? Now, the Gemara throws in at the end one final attempt, which we'll see, even as we're reading it, it's going to be hard to understand. Rabbanan to Kesari, right? Everyone loves Kesaria. I always get a kick out of that. Like, you know, one of the everyone's favorite architecture is Kesaria. On the coast in Eretz Yisrael. They said it's so beautiful, such a nice place. Meanwhile, apparently the place that everyone likes, it was made by the Romans and they persecuted Jews there. So I always have like kind of like mixed feelings about that. But anyway, the rabbis who were in Caesarea, some say it was the judges in Caesarea. Amri iglut enough amigo rivua riva. So we know that when a circle is inscribed within a square, that the square, you have to account for a fourth more in perimeter compared to the circle's circumference, okay? So that we know already, but this is where things go a little wonky. They say, Rivua, Igula, Halga, that a square inscribed within a circle, the square is going to be half of the circle. And in theory, if that did make sense, that would work out very nicely, because a diameter of 4 gets you to a circumference of 12, and then the square around the circle times 2 gets you to 24. But you're probably thinking the same thing I'm thinking, which is what the Gemara is thinking. The square around the circle takes up a little more space than the circle. But it's not twice the amount of a circle, right? Look at that picture in your Gemara or in the article, whatever you're looking at. A circle around a square, just by eyeballing it, you can easily see that the circle is not going to be, its circumference is not going to be twice the amount of the perimeter of the square. So I think you're brave enough to mention the Harshim. I think they tried to understand what the Chachamim meant there, because the Chachamim are very intelligent. They probably intuited what you and I just intuited. So maybe there's something more to what they're saying. But nonetheless, I would like to congratulate us, or myself. I think we just got basic shot in the math sugya. And again, I'm just reassuring myself, if we can make it here, then we can make it anywhere. All right, I'm pausing now. Any questions? Not that I can promise I have good answers, but any questions on this Gemara? All right. Again, thank you for making time. I think this is one of our shortest year ever. Hopefully it was clear. If not, I apologize. And wishing everyone a wonderful Shavuos. For those who are staying up Shavuos night, actually, I sent this out to the men's chabura, but I'll let you know as well. I'm available probably between 2 to 3:30 in the morning. I'm just making time for anyone who wants to learn something bechavrusa or have a small little shiur together. So I'll probably be setting up shop in the base medrash here, assuming that it's not taken by some other program.
Rabbi, commercial on another point. Tonight's the last lecture of Chayasim at Kenningsburg at 8:15.
Ah, so anyone who wants to come to the shul, where Marina, well, she's recording it. Okay. So if you can make it, please do make
it. I'm not sure Marina's going to be there. Her mother's in the hospital.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
A few days already, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So I don't know what her situation is.
All right, I have to check in on that. All right, well, in that case, all the more reason to make it then. And I'll advertise that Milchas at 8 o'clock also. All right, take care, everyone. If I
Thank
don't see you before then,
Chag Sameach.
Chag Kasher Sameach. Take care.
Thank you.